بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه ومن اتبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته كيف حالكم everyone ومرحبا بكم We're here today and we are in Surah Yusuf Actually we're close to the end of Surah Yusuf And let's get back to it Let's just jump into the surah and we finished the story part okay we finished doing the story and now we're on the latter portion of the surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving I'm not going to call it commentary but Allah is speaking and throughout the surah there's been messages and so now let's see the last part of this inshallah ta'ala At the last ayah that we just recited earlier. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين So this is the dua that Yusuf makes. He says, Rabbi, you, my Lord, you've given me everything. You've given me dominion. You've given me authority. You've made me a king. You've also taught me, علمني مما يعني من تأويل الحديث that the what things mean, the affairs, the events, dreams. You've taught me how to interpret them. You are the originator of the heavens and the earth, and you are my protecting friend in this life and in the hereafter. I ask you for one thing. Tawaffani Musliman. Only thing else I can ask for in this life is to die a Muslim. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin, and let me be resurrected. Let me be with the people who are doing good, who are rectifying themselves in the dunya, and that is in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah. So Allah goes on and says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ This, تِلْكَ, I'm sorry, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ This, what we recited to you now, this story is from the news that was unknown, the unseen information. نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ We are now, what do you call it, you know, revealing it to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ And you wasn't there when they came together and agreed on the issues and they made their plots. You weren't there. But we let you know what happened. وَمَا أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ This is a very important ayah. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And most of the people, even though you may strive hard and desire it, but most of the people will not be believers. Most people are not believers. This is a very important ayah because this ayah and another ayah that we're going to come to, where it states that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never uses the word kafara in the Quran, meaning kafirat. Why? Because the believers are always in the minority and the disbelievers are in the majority. So the word kafirat is considered a plural of minority. For example, there's the word waraka. Waraka means paper. Waraka is a piece of paper. Warakatun. Now, awraq Awraq is paper, plural, paper, a lot of paper. What about waraqat? Waraqat means a few pieces of paper. So there's an Arabic rule. The rule is this. Whenever the plural has a, what we call it, a jam'u taksir, a plural, a broken plural,
then whenever you use the at, the a, the alif ta at the end, then that plural is for taqleel, for meaning a few of these things. So Allah says, al-muslimina wal-muslimat, al-munafiqina wal-munafiqat, al-mushrikina wal-mushrikat. But he never says, al-kafirina wal-kafirat. He doesn't say that. Why? Because وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because most people are not believers. Most people are kafirs, because there's only two. It's kafirs and it's Muslims. So they cannot be kafirat. Do you understand? This is the detail of the language. And Allah says, وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ, and you do not and are not asking them to pay you. You're not asking them to pay you for this, right? In huwa, the fact of the matter is, it is only ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, a reminder for the whole rest of the world, for everybody in the creation. What's a reminder? This story, this deen, this religion, all the knowledge that we learn from Islam, it's a reminder for the whole world. You can take it if you want. You can leave it if you don't want it. Okay? The prophets were not paid by people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requited them. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And وَكَأَيِّمْ, and it says, and how many ayat, which really means, and there are so many ayat, fi samawati, in the skies, in the universe, wal ard, and so many ayat, signs in the earth, yamuruna alayha, that you pass by them every day. You look at them, you see them, you walk over them. You see the moon, you see the stars, you see everything, you see yourself, you see your child. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And as they pass by them, they turn away from them. They don't pay them no mind. They're not paying the pain. How many of ayat? So many ayat. كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. That's what it means. So this ayah is telling us to reflect. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Again, this ayah is saying the same thing the last one is. The fact of the matter is that most people are kafirs. What's the connection with this in the previous, lesson? What's the connection? The connection is that you saw how many people he dealt with, Yusuf dealt with. You saw how many out of 12 brothers, you know, the 10 of them were grimy. We expect good from all people, but Allah saying, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Okay, he's telling you that most people are not believers. Most people, even when they believe, they make shirk, setting our expectations, letting us know that it's not the majority. It's only a few, a small group of dedicated people. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. So we should recognize and never doubt that a small group of people can change the world. Indeed, nothing else ever has. It doesn't have to be the majority. How many prophets have there been? Very few in comparison to how many people have lived on the world. How many followers have there been? Very few in comparison to the rest of the world. And for this reason, again, we don't find the word kafirat in the Quran. Because that would say the few kafirs. There's not a few kafirs. There's always a majority. They will always be in the majority. And even those that believe, أَكْثَرُهُمْ will be mushrikun. They'll be making shirk. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةٌ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. أَفَأَمِنُوا, are they feeling safe? Afa'aminu, they feel safe that the and secure that the ghashiyah, the overwhelming, you know, ghashiyatun min adhabillahi, the overwhelming, you know, effect of the punishment of Allah will come on them, or that the hour will come out of nowhere, baghtatan, and they won't even realize it. They feel safe from that. Let me rephrase it. After I just broke it down, you know, just word for word, let me rephrase that in English. Two things you need to know. That the punishment of Allah is coming. And when it comes, ghashiyah, it's going to bring darkness on those people. And the hour is going to come all of a sudden, and no one's going to know it. No one can perceive it. No one can figure it out. And this is very important, because you see these people online and you see other Muslim scholars as well. And when I say other people online, I mean kuffar, saying they know when the hour is coming. No. Sadaqallah. Believe in the hour and believe in the signs of the hour. Yes, we see some signs of the hour, but the hour will come baghtatan. Allah has described it as baghtatan, all of a sudden, out of the blue. No one will be able to know when it's coming. It's going to be a surprise to all. Okay? Even though we see the signs, you don't know when it's coming. So do you feel secure? Do you feel safe from that? No one should feel safe from Allah. No one should feel safe from the punishment of Allah. We find the Sahaba, when they were asked, one person said, I asked 30 Sahaba and all of them felt that they were munafiqun. This is the Sahaba. So feeling scared that Allah is going to punish you is part of iman. Iman is between fear and hope. Fearing the punishment of Allah and hoping for His mercy. Qul hadhihi sabili. Whenever you see the word qul in the Quran, know that it's telling us this is our aqidah. This is a statement of our belief. Okay? This is our state line stance. Okay? Qul hadhihi sabili. This is my way. What's my way? This is my way. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. I call people to Allah based on foresight. Now we saw this word basiran. يأتي basiran, right? We see the language keeps repeating itself, right? So he says that his vision will come back. And I told you basira is foresight, right? Insight, knowledge, perceptive knowledge. He says, I call people to Allah ala basiratin, with some foresight, with some insight, based on some knowledge, hikmah. Ana, me, wa man ittabi'ani, and everybody that follows me. Wa subhanallahi wa ma ana min al mushrikeen. What did he just say? Wa ma aktharana wa ma yu'minu aktharuhum illa wa hum mushrikun. He said, most people don't believe except they're mushrikun. But he keeps saying that, wa ma ana min al mushrikeen, right? And Ibrahim, wa ma kana min al mushrikeen, right? These people were not making shirk. This is the distinguishing factor. So we should follow Allah, follow His messenger. Glorify Allah and not be amongst those who make shirk. Make our deen khalisan lillah. Wa ma umiru illa liya'budullaha mukhlisina lahu deen. No matter what anybody else says, or we don't care what they think. Okay? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. And said, I have not sent anybody before you, you know, before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that they were all messengers that were humans, men. Okay? نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We inspired to them. We gave them revelation. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. They were regular people from the cities. They were the regular, everyday أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ. The people from the city, regular everyday person. You ever hear that song? I am everyday people. This is Ahlul Qura. That's what it means. Everyday people. Normal everyday people from the regular cities. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Don't, أَفَلَمْ, why don't you travel? أَفَلَمْ, why don't they travel? يَسِيرُوا from سَيَّارَ, from سِرْ, go. Travel through the land, travel around the planet. فَيَنْظُرُ and look. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةٌ. How did the aqiba, the end, what destroyed those previous generations. How did they get wiped out? Look in the books of history. What happened to them? وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. He says, look, and certainly the life of the hereafter is going to be better only for those who have taqwa, meaning those who know the laws and are applying it. So then won't you show some restraint? Won't you show some intellect? Won't you show some reason? Right? Be reasonable. Think about it. Use your aql then, and don't follow your desires only in this world, because the aqibatu khayrun lilladhina taqaw. Follow the rules. Follow the laws. And don't just do and be obsessive and do whatever you want to do. Because aql is to restrain you. Keep it in. Hatta. Now, this is the situation with some of the prophets. He says, hatta idha stay'asa ar-rusul wa dhannu annahum qad kudhibu. جاءهم نصرنا فنجي فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. He says, the fitna, the trials that people face, like we look at the story of Yusuf here, and we see the trials that he faced, the ups and downs, the vicissitudes of life. This didn't just happen to him. It happened to many other people before him. Many other messengers. And he says, hatta idha stay'asa ar-rusul, to the point where the messengers, they were feeling desperate. And they thought, well, dhannu, that the people were, that they were saying they were following, were actually lying. They ain't following us. And we can see that. We see so many Muslims, imams, everyday imams in ulama, every day we're dealing with regular people who say that they're Muslim, but they do some really outlandish things. How much so for the prophets? So they're saying that to the point the prophets got desperate. Said, these people say they believe, but they don't really believe. But they felt that they were being lied to, that the people were lying to them. Another narration says that sometimes the prophets felt that, you know, the people felt that the prophets were lying to them, that the hour wasn't coming, that they weren't really prophets, that Allah didn't exist like the way they said they. So this ayah can go both ways. قَدْ كُذِبُوا. Ja'ahum nasruna, then our, success came. Fa nujjiya man nasha, so we saved, we gave najah to whomsoever we wanted. Wa la yuraddu al-ba'tsuna 'anil qawmil mujrimin, and no one can turn away our punishment, our ba'ts, our strength, our might, the punishment we put on the people who are criminals. No one can turn it away. They can't get away with it. And no one's going to stop from happening to them. So what is mentioning here is that at some point, sometimes, the situation got so bad that some of the messengers felt that the people that were following them were not actually following them, that they were lying. They were actually didn't believe in them. And to the point where some of the people felt and had doubt that the messengers weren't actually messengers, that they were wrong. And some say that the prophets themselves felt that they were wrong in what they had said. And others say that's incorrect, because the Prophet, not just our Prophet, but all the Prophets, they knew. And it comes through all throughout the Quran, and specifically in this surah, over that Allah bears witness that they believed in the sit, the honesty of the Prophets over and over and over again. The people did, they bear witness, and the messengers themselves, they kept saying, and they knew, the Burhan Rabbihim. And so it's not the messengers that had doubt, but the people. And it's not the messengers that had doubt in Allah, but they had doubt in their people. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ. There is, there was, and there always will be in the stories of these prophets and in the stories of this story of the people of Surah Yusuf, عِبْرَةٌ, examples, parables, messages, lessons. For who? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For those people who get the gist of things, who understand what's, get the gist of the meaning, which is tawakkal ala Allah. Okay? Trust in Allah. Trust in the qadr of Allah. Rely upon Allah. Do good. Don't be a liar or a traitor. Don't have hasad. ما كان حديثا يفترى. It's not something made up. This is not a fabrication. ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. He says, rather, ولكن, this is a confirmation of what you have between your hands, the book that you have, okay? The Bible, the whatever you want to call it, the Torah, the Injil. It's confirming and validating what you already have. What tafsil, and it's breaking every kulli shay. What tafsil kulli shay'in, and it's breaking everything down to its very last compound. Wahudan, and there's guidance in this. Warahma, and there's mercy in this story. The hudan is the laws. The hudan is the hikmah, the guidance here, how to go about things. The rahma, man, is the feeling that you get when you read this story, the feelings that you walk away with, okay? And this is only going to happen لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for people who believe. This is the story, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that I wanted to read to you for Ramadan. We still have days left in Ramadan, and I'm going to go over the story again a little quicker to break down to you 100+ benefits in this surah. Inshallah ta'ala. I know I've mentioned some already. Hope you've written. Has anyone written them down? Has anybody written down the benefits that I've been mentioning throughout these chapters? No? Inshallah, then we'll go through it again. Inshallah, and we'll go through and lay it out, inshallah ta'ala. So that, and I hope that you do write them down, or if you don't write them down, just pay attention so that you can benefit from them as you go forward. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Is there any questions? Let me fix the screen. Should have fixed it a long time ago. Anybody? What is the difference between kafirat as a plural? Let me go back to that. What is the difference between kafirat as a plural of kafir, as you mentioned in the usage of the plural of kafirat, female? Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In the Arabic language, we have a thing called jam'u taksir, a broken plural. Like you have the word bab, is a door. And you have abwab, doors. So this bab means, is the regular way of saying the word. Abwab is called a broken plural. A broken plural is, it doesn't follow the form of the word anymore. Okay? The center is broken. Like I said, from the word, we can use this word here, waraka. Waraka. Waraka means paper. The plural is awraq. A lot of papers, right? So how do I say a little bit of paper? You say waraqat. The alif t there. The alif ta, waraqat, is a few pieces of paper. So in Arabic, we're going to call this the jam'u taksir is what is awraq. Okay? The waraqat is the jam'u mu'annath salim, because it's the plural, the form stays the same, but the end lets you know that it's plural feminine. Waraqa, waraqat. Kafirin, kafira, or kafirat. Now, the rule is, when there is a broken plural, like awraq and abwab, or kawafira, because we have the word kafirun wa kawafira, that's the plural. Whenever then we have the kafirat, the jam'u mu'annath salim, then that means it's a plural for taqlil, a plural for showing a little bit of something. So the word kafirat never comes in the Quran because there's not a little bit of kufar. There's always a lot of kufar. Does that make sense? Now, the question, second question comes, then why do we have the word mushrikeen wa mushrikat wal munafiqeen wal munafiqat? Because there are a lot of them and there's a little of them. Okay? Then not every place has a whole bunch of kufar, has a whole bunch of mushrikeen. Not every place has a whole bunch of munafiqeen. In Mecca, there were no munafiqeen. You understand? Zero. So there can be a little bit of them, a few of them, and a whole bunch of them. But as for kafirin, it's always a whole bunch of them. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question, Mr. Nabil? Now, this is a type of tafsir that is linguistic. You have to have a foundation in the language to appreciate that. Okay? We first see the word waraqat for taqlil when we study usul al-fiqh. The first book in usul al-fiqh is al-waraqat, a few pieces of paper. So we learn this rule there. Then we can apply it elsewhere and build on that in all types of other studies. Alhamdulillah, we're going to end here. I would like to make a point. It is Ramadan, and our colleague, our brother, our ustad, Professor Abu Hudhaifa, his mother passed away this morning. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Umm Abdul Hakim, she was a pioneer in the New York community. She was a forerunner from a generation of people who were community-minded. She was the type of woman that when she came and learned to you, knew about you, you became her children. She was your mother, your aunt, your person. You understand? She didn't have any other way about it. You know, even so much she adopted children. You know, even though, you know, Abu Hudhaifa has sisters, but he has adopted brothers as well. Okay, because that's the type of woman she was. And we don't see people doing that much. We hear people talking about, you know, how it is to treat orphans, but how many of you have an orphan with you? How many of you even thought about adopting one or would dare to do so? She did. She led by example like that. And not just those children. I could consider myself her nephew. She treated me like an aunt. Rahimahallahu ta'ala, and my wife, and she was in our business with, like an aunt would be in your business, and always an anchor in the community. And wala nuzaki ba'dallah ahad, but the reality is the reality. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So she is in need of our dua. Please don't forget her. And Abu Hudhaifa, your teacher, and I don't see anybody, you know, as dedicated as he is trying to get people to get their beginning Arabic down pat, trying to get them to understand what Islam is about. He spends time, effort, and doing it, and has been doing so since we've opened, since Timbuktu has been opened. Okay, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we talk about Jannah, his wife. She was for a very long time the chief, you know, administrator for Timbuktu. She just recently moved to another section in the Timbuktu organization. She's still here. She just has a different role in the organization. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But her house is the neighborhood house. It's where you go when you want to find everybody. There, that Jannah's house. You know, there's a pot on. There's food. There's people. There's books. There's whatever you need. There's conversation. There's counseling. There's children of all ages.
you know, because she has about 9 children all over the place. So, and at whatever age your child is, they'll find someone to play with. It's a beautiful house. It's a beautiful family. Alhamdulillah. And it's part of the Timbuktu family. So we ask you all to be conscious of that. Reach out to your teacher. Give him salams. What do you call it? He may not want to talk so much. He may be busy with the affairs. But, oh, Umjan is here. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, alhamdulillah. But give them the salams. Let them know that they're not alone in this particular time, and that you're making dua for them and whatnot. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum, Jannah. Wa barakallah feekum wa fi ahlikum. Alhamdulillah. So if you, did you want to say anything, Miss Jannah? Can you give her mic rights if she wants to? I don't know if she can do it or not. I guess she cannot. If you have anything you want to say, Miss, okay, so then you can type in a group, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, there you go. Bismillah.
Bismillah, salatu salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Jazakumullahu khairan. Just keep my mother-in-law in your du'as. Her name is Hakim. And as Sheikh Abu Talba said, she adopted many people in her lifetime, not only just like young children and things that grew up to be adults, but also people with special needs. She built wells all throughout Africa. She has about 4 wells in total that she has built. She gives you anything. If she hears you had something, we used to even nickname her Sadaqa, because she just would give all the time. She give everybody. She hears somebody in the community, in the family, near or far, she just give. So we ask Allah, and she was a wonderful grandmother, wonderful. Like she loved all her grandchildren. That's all she talk about is all her children. You give them anything, you know, whatever they ask for, hugs, kisses, whatever they want, a toy, something like that. It's rare to find people like her. So we ask that Allah give her Jannah and accept all of her good deeds and grant her the highest of Jannah. I mean, Jazakumullahu khairan, everyone, for your du'as and concern.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallah feekum. A'anakumullah. Wa sabbarakum wa sabbarana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's our class for today. So, I think it's a good thing that she passed during Ramadan. I think that's a beautiful thing. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. I mean, it's what better time when shaitan is locked up, you know? So may Allah make it a beautiful time for her. And an example for an ibra, an example for us. Okay, those of us, we know we're going to pass away one day, and we know our parents are going to pass. And we have to prepare ourselves for that. Even though we may precede them, Allah knows best. Alhamdulillah, we should be grateful for the lives that we have. A number of people have passed away in the last couple of days. Akasha, Sheikh Akasha, Khamenei's brother, he passed away. Abu Khalil Silvestri, he passed away, rahimahumullah. And now Hakim, she passed away. All during Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And these are just people we know personally. The people we know personally. Shuyukh and mutasaddiqeen wa mutasaddiqat. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah bless us to take their lives as an example, to do more, to step up and do more. And use their lives examples as inspiration for us. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If someone else, if you have a loved one that passes away, share it with us so we can share your sad time and your happy time, and we can make dua. You don't have to be alone in these things, and it's better to share them and know that people are concerned about what concerns you. Aywa, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.